Hello, my name is Maya Cherokee, and I am the wife of Deb Travis. I live in the Bronx. I've lived here since 2016, and I don't work here, but I have an art studio here, and I love it here. The first time Deb and I saw each other was in a bar in Brooklyn. Although I should say, she knew of me long before I knew of her. We were set up on a date and we met at Caddyshack in Brooklyn, which I don't think exists anymore. But since I was a bartender at Henrietta Hudson for over a decade, I was sort of known. And I could say more about that, but I won't at this moment. I do remember that we used to eat at supper in East Village a lot when we were first dating. Deb lived on Avenue D, and I lived in the far West Village at the time. And we'd both lived in those locales for I grew up in the Far West Village, and she lived on D for almost, well, I know it was over 10 years. So supper was an Italian restaurant on, I don't remember the street, but it was pretty far east, and there was always a long line. And we would meet there for dinner after she got off work at Tech Serve, which was also very late because she worked till midnight. So sometimes we would eat at like 10, 11 o'clock if she got up early. But I remember that was like a place she liked to go, and so I embraced it as well. I'm trying to think of a food that we tried for the first time together. And I'm sure we have different memories of something like that, but I do remember eating artichokes in Rome together on our honeymoon. And it wasn't the first time I'd had artichoke, but it was the first time I'd had it in that preparation, which it had like a little piece of mozzarella on the inside, and it was folded and delicious. And we sat outside, and it was very Roman. A meal that we both love. Now, this is tricky because we have very different palates. Deb is a true carnivore, and I'm much more of a grazer, vegetable, lettuce-y type of person. So foods that we really enjoy together tend to be, there's some pasta dishes that I make, which maybe that's my bias. Maybe I think that we both love it as much. But for example, there's a lasagna that I make that does have meat in it, that is both passed down from my grandmother, but it's also a very traditional recipe, which is Tuscan, it has Parmesan cheese, but it also has a bechamel sauce, so it's quite creamy. And we made it together during the lockdown. We made fresh pasta together for the first time. So that was, you know, one of our, instead of making sourdough bread, we made fresh pasta. We brought out the pasta maker, which was my grandmother's, which had been like shoved back in the back of the cabinet for a long time. And I was like, it was Deb that suggested that we bring it out because she's much more adventurous about things like that. And so it's a hand crank. And we experimented with that and it came out really, really great.